How Running Changes Lives. Avid runners from two generations share about the rewards of their sport. Gao Zhiming, 64, is an ultramarathoner who holds Taiwan national records for long-distance running in several categories. He is CEO of InfoLight System Corporation. Zhu Shuwei, 47, has been running marathons for more than a decade. He is the vice president of Datong Heavy Machinery Incorporated. Question: how did you get into running? Gao, when I was 47 years old, I went for a health checkup, and the doctor said I needed medication to lower my high blood pressure. Reluctant to become dependent on pills, I asked him for alternatives, and he suggested running. Zhu, a decade ago, my company planned to relocate me to Shanghai, but I had to pass the company's health requirements. I was 90 kilograms and overweight. The boss gave me a choice: either go golfing with him or reduce my weight another way. Not enthused about playing golf with my boss, I started running. Question: what benefits do you receive from running? Zhu, my life has become more disciplined since I need to get to bed by 10 p.m. to get up early to run. I also sleep better. In the past, I suffered from insomnia. Nowadays, I fall asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. Gao, I relish the runner's high I get from running. Endorphins are released in the first 10 kilometers and after you complete a run. Running has also raised my confidence, as you feel successful when you compete against yourself and keep achieving the goals you set. Question: what are the social benefits of running? Gao, a few years ago, I joined a topical Rotary Club focused on long-distance running. We give scholarships and financial aid to promising long-distance runners in Taiwan, from elementary school to university students. We also promote sports equality and assist wheelchair athletes who like to race. Zhu, when I was in Shanghai, I worked for a Japanese company and joined a running group with Japanese runners. In that group, we had many opportunities for cultural exchange. At my church here, some younger people in their 20s and 30s don't exercise much. I invite them to run with me, and I've even convinced many to run a half marathon with me.